First up, though, unlawful gas wells on the Darling Downs. The Independent Queensland Gasfields Commission is calling on the state government and a Shell-owned gas company to urgently act amid allegations of unlawful development. In the interest of clarity and transparency, it wants the government to release its investigation into whether gas wells drilled by Arrow Energy near Dalby in southern Queensland are compliant under legislation passed in 2014 to protect farming land. The ABC's Nathan Morris spoke with Gasfields Commission CEO Warwick Squire.
It's important to note that this call to action shouldn't be seen as targeting Arrow Energy or any one particular stakeholder, but rather it's the Commission looking to those involved, government, industry, on a whole, to continue to improve, to continue to hear and acknowledge landholder concerns, and where appropriate, implement changes and reforms in a timely manner that really facilitates coexistence occurring.
Is it your understanding that Arrow Energy has been operating without regional interest development approval when they actually should have had it?
Well, as I said, those matters and those allegations have been put to the relevant regulatory agencies and are currently under investigation.
How can you get this far along in a development without the regulators knowing if the rules were being followed or not?
What we're looking at here are some concerns raised by the community about what is essentially a lack of transparency around the exemption criteria for the Regional Planning Interest Act. In the legislation, we believe that those aren't clear. One of the things that our Regional Planning Interest Act review, which the Commission undertook last year, identified was that there were some shortcomings in the Act around the clarity of exemption criteria, and there was a lack of transparency in the process associated with that. At that time, we made some recommendations that we believe would address those issues, and we put those recommendations to government. Now, I'm really pleased to say that we've been informed today that government has in fact considered the Commission's review and has adopted either support for in principle all the recommendations that we've put on the table, including addressing those really significant concerns around transparency of those exemptions.
So from your perspective, is there any doubt about the legality of Arrow Energy's gas development at the moment?
Well, that's for the regulator to determine through the investigation of the allegations. So the Commission is not a regulatory agency and doesn't assess compliance one way or the other.
Okay. But you have taken this step to release this statement, asking for urgent action, asking for reform, which I'll get to a bit later on. Seems like there is a level of concern. Can you tell me more about that? How worried are you?
Well, the Commission's concerned around the uncertainty that exists about the expectations of what compliance looks like.
In your media release, you also reference subsidence. You say that regulation of that needs to be enhanced. What needs to be enhanced?
Well, at this stage, we haven't completed our review. So I would prefer not to comment on the detail. We're currently going through that process. The preliminary, as the statement says, preliminary findings are that greater protections are required, and that really relates to ensuring that there are adequate protections there for landholders if subsidence impact does in fact have some kind of impact on their property.
Zena Ronfelt farms west of Dalby, on land designated as a priority agricultural area under the Regional Planning and Interests Act 2014. It's legislation designed to manage the impact of resource activities on prime farming land. In addition to regular state approvals and environmental authority, to develop a petroleum lease on a priority agricultural area, like where the Ronfelts farm, a gas company needs to comply with this Regional Planning and Interests Act. To be compliant, it either needs to have an exemption or a regional interest development approval. Zena Ronfelt has 5 Arrow Energy deviated gas wells under her farm, which were drilled after the Regional Planning Interest Act came into force in 2014. She alleges that under this legislation, this development needed a regional interest development approval because it did not meet the pre-existing activity exemption.
Well, there's 2 exemptions available that might be applicable in the circumstance of farms such as ours, and one is the exemption due to pre-existing activities, like as in activity existing when the Regional Planning Interest Act was passed through Parliament in 2014. And the other one is actually an agreement with landholder exemption. It requires agreement with the landholder or regional interest development approval where there's likely to be an impact to a neighbour or likely to be a significant impact to a protected cultural area. So that exemption requires both those things and either a regional interest development approval or a conduct and compensation agreement or an agreement with the actual landholders.
In a statement, Arrow Energy acknowledges that mistakes were made when they first developed their multi-well pads, and it says it needs to do better. Arrow Energy says it's committed to improved engagement and transparency within the communities it operates. The Queensland Government is currently reviewing Arrow Energy's actions regarding a number of deviated wells, and the company says it's cooperating fully. Farmer Zena Ronfelt wants both parties to go a step further.
So we need a pause, we need a full independent investigation, and we need an explanation from the Queensland Government as to how they have got us into this mess as landholders and what they're going to do about it.
Sure, that won't be the last we hear about this story. That's Farmer Zena Ronfelt speaking with Nathan Morris. You're listening to the